We've all been told the story of John Smith and Pocahontas, and pass it on with pride and pleasure. Although the actual events probably differed in some respects from the story we're told, it speaks well of us that we remember her bravery and the love and marriage of Pocahontas and John Rolfe. They had a son, Thomas, who was brought up by English relatives after Pocahontas died there. I've often wondered how they described his heritage and hope they remembered his Native American mother with pride and pleasure. Children were born from similar marriages through much of the American frontier. I hope their descendants think of their Native ancestors with the same warmth. In that vein, I was happy to discover that Senator Warren's family took pleasure in knowing that a Native union was blended into their family story, and that Senator Warren grew up thinking about it with pleasure. Some have pummeled her for it, but I think her attitude says more about her kindness and decency. I met Warren years ago when she came to Albany Law to give a pair of talks, one over lunch to the faculty and another to the wider law school community. Many of us got to talk with her informally. She was fighting changes to the bankruptcy code that would make it even harsher and crueler. I will never forget the way that she showed us all how legal rules were compounding the damage to people who had just suffered unforeseen events, like an illness. She showed us with great clarity that they weren't deadbeats. They'd had a piece of bad luck, and the rules made things worse, not better. Many women filed for bankruptcy after a divorce. Many tried to go to work, finish schooling, or start a business, but were squeezed too tightly to make it work. The bankruptcy code was supposed to give people a second chance, but the changes being proposed and passed about a decade later made it harder for people other than the president and his friends to get that second chance. The woman I met that day was a warm human being who cared about people with ordinary incomes. That's what I want to see in a representative for any office, someone whose heart is in the right place, whose head gives them the tools to straighten things out, and who's prepared to devote her energy toward getting things right. It couldn't be clearer to me that that's Elizabeth Warren. On the national stage, since I had the pleasure of meeting and breaking bread with her, she has fought for rules that would protect the great majority of us. And she's fought against those who've raped the rest of us of our savings, our homes, and our livelihoods. Some people, with the resources to take the rest of us for a ride, opposed letting her run anything in Washington. But that only confirmed my judgment that she's the right person to lead us to a stronger, better, more just America. I'd feel blessed and honored to have Elizabeth Warren as my president. Let me add that her being a woman has never made any difference to me. I've worked for men and women, people of color and people whose skin looks like mine. I've worked for wonderful, memorable people in every category. Elizabeth Warren is one of the wonderful ones. Incidentally, I didn't realize it at the time, but her daughter and I both gave talks a year or so ago at a meeting run by an organization her daughter heads. Senator Warren obviously passed her values and intelligence on to the next generation. I also happen to know Senator Warren's husband, Bruce Mann. He's been active in a professional association of legal historians of which I'm also a member. Bruce and I have chatted occasionally. In this case, I should make it clear, and whatever your feelings about puns, I'm not only rooting for Elizabeth Warren to become our president, I'm also rooting for her husband, Bruce Mann, to be first man in the White House.